We're talking this summer about what it means to be a man in America. And today, we're looking at boys.
Boys love balls. Boys love running. Boys love getting dirty.
They're like little monkeys. You can't tell them to calm down because it's their nature to be like that. There's bruises and boo-boos.
I would say that raising two boys is full of energy and chaos. I need to go grab one of them who's climbing on top of the treehouse. Down from there. Thank you. I know you saw your friend.
That's Christy Welsh of Cambridge, Massachusetts. Before that, Stephanie Coggan and Mario Lewis, both of Bridgeport, Connecticut. All three parents putting it out there, boys are about action.
And that's often what gets them into trouble at the playground, at home, and in school. A couple of facts to consider. 75% of students who are suspended multiple times and expelled are boys. And boys are more likely than girls to become dropouts.
NPR's Eric Westervelt takes us to one middle school program in Oakland, California, that's working to shift that trend.
Oh, I forgot it was students versus teachers.
I choose pizza over ice cream.
Not long after becoming a teacher, Ashanti Branch realized he had a problem with the boys. Almost half of all black and Latino boys were failing his high school math class, and almost half of all their classes. They were smart kids, and Branch couldn't understand why so many were failing and dropping out.
That was not okay for me. I was not willing to just sit back and watch that happen. I told these young men, I said, look, I'm going to bribe you. I'm going to buy you lunch once a week. And you're basically going to teach me how to be a better teacher.
At that East Bay High School, out of those free lunch listening sessions, Branch eventually created the Ever Forward Club. He came to school early, stayed late, and always had something in his room for kids to eat and open ears.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Slowly, Branch created a safe place where boys can play, talk with him and each other, and do their homework without fear of being seen as uncool or weak.
We're like saying, you hate high school? Come with us, right? Because we want to help high school become fun for you. And therefore, once that's fun for you, once you can realize that, oh, the work is easy. I just got to really get connected to who I am.
At that high school, and now at Montera Middle School in Oakland, Branch helped boys connect to who they are by playing together, hanging out, laughing, and above all, talking. The big goal is to give boys a bigger emotional toolbox to better handle the challenges of school and life. In essence, to help foster emotional maturity through dialogue.
The pain that they're holding on to, that they don't really have a space of letting go, like the anger, the sadness, and all those things. How do I help them tap into that in a way that they can like let it go and not walk around angry all the time? Now, I told one young man the other day, you walk around with a toolbox full of hammers. You hammer everything. All you needed was a little screwdriver.
Branch is a burly 39-year-old African-American with long braided hair. He got a civil engineering degree and had a successful career as a construction engineer and project manager. But he felt a bit unfulfilled. His mom's a teacher, and he wanted to do more than make money. He became a public school teacher. Now an assistant principal at Oakland's Montera Middle School, Branch this year brought the Ever Forward Boys Club to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders for the first time.
What are we going to do, talk about our feelings? What are we going to do?
A dozen boys sit in a semicircle at the end of the school day. Part of the aim of Branch's after-school club is to chip away at the hyper-masculinity of the man-up, be-tough code that Branch believes can impede boys' empathy and retard their humanity.
What are some things we need to do better or different next year? Like, what are some things you want to see?
Like more real sports so we can make it, like, competitive.
Jacob McLeod and other club members start to rate their day and week. It's part of their weekly conversation starter, Check-In. Sixth grader Cornell Flournoy Alexander has come to school this day wearing a sharp-looking silken bathrobe. It gives him an air of pre-fight Muhammad Ali meets Hugh Hefner.
I like this robe, man. What are you dressed as?
Today in history class, it was a day in Rome. I was a gladiator, so I just decided to wear this robe.
Alexander, gladiator for a day, gives his week a 10.
I've raised up all my grades, and I don't have any Fs. It's cool, but I'm kind of still confused how to get up some grades, even though they're not Fs. Some are like D pluses.
On a Friday afternoon at the end of a long week and school year, the last thing many of the kids seem to want to do is sit still and talk. There are fits and starts, including the occasional fart joke disruptions.
Jacob, are you farting?
No, I didn't.
I put his butt.
But remarkably, the boys mostly sit and listen to each other intently. Sixth grader Terrence Austin.
I feel like we're all brothers and we can just talk about anything and we play games together and we really make a bond.
Seventh grader Gabriel Goodspeed gives his week an 8, as he says his English teacher gave him a B on a project he was certain was A material.
And he made some pretty lame excuses about it, but I'm pretty happy about today watching the baseball game. That was really fun to see all my friends without having to worry about teachers. Some people did some pretty bad choices today at the softball game.
Those bad choices he's referring to are the three kids busted for smoking pot at the end of year teachers versus students softball game. It's a familiar problem for Branch. Boys get sent to the office more, a lot more. After years teaching and running his after-school clubs, Branch says he's learned this. Sometimes boys just gotta move. So instead of playing disciplinary whack-a-mole with boys' frenetic energy, Branch tries to channel it.
Disruptive. I'm like, what's going on with you? Oh, all I did was go get a piece of paper from my friend, and I'm like, okay, you're moving. Your body is trying to keep yourself awake, so you're moving.
So now he'll give them a quick chore or an errand.
You're going to go water the garden, all right? You're going to go water the garden.
Branch says he didn't want boys to always feel like they're in trouble because they're out of their seats. So now he improvises. He'll often turn to a safety valve dance time he calls brain breaks. Yep, a little Michael Jackson to the rescue.
Everyone's going to dance, move your body. I don't care what you do, move your body, right? It began to change things. And even that 1 minute of taking time out made everything else more productive.
But welcome to the world of an assistant principal. Branch soon has to put out yet another fire. Word comes that a boy not in his boys' club has punched a girl in the mouth. The girl's mom has arrived, and she's livid.
You need to be calling his parents. That's what you need to be doing. I'm pressing charges.
I will deal with that situation, I promise you.
Witnesses, however, say the girl was also no angel.
I don't care. Did she touch him?
I'm hearing two stories.
He punched her, dude. He punched her. That's the only story you need to be hearing right now. There's no room.
The police come, tense conversations and paperwork follow. Branch knows the boy with the hitting problem needs to be in one of his ever-forward clubs. You see, the Friday after-school club is voluntary, but the club's Monday lunchtime sessions are not. Disruptive boys get an invitation, and attendance is mandatory. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Oakland.